Verizon is pushing network upgrades while cutting costs and nudging prices higher. And investors already priced in a comeback. Shares are up roughly 17.7% year-to-date, versus T-Mobile down about 4.8% and AT&T up 1.6%. The question is execution speed.
Start with the new airwaves. On May 14th, the FCC cleared Verizon's $1 billion spectrum purchase from Array Digital Infrastructure, the new name for U.S. Cellular's assets. The package, up to 25 MHz of cellular spectrum, up to 20 MHz of AWS-1, 10 MHz of AWS-3, and up to 20 MHz of PCS. Regulators said it improves coverage, capacity, and performance, and Verizon's Kathy Grillo said it strengthens an already robust network.
Why it matters now? These are low and mid-band licenses that can be integrated quickly into existing radios for better indoor coverage and more capacity in congested markets. That supports the customer experience push Dan Schulman has been touting and helps defend premium tiers as Verizon moves away from blanket giveaways.
There's a balance sheet catch. Total debt sat around $172.5 billion in Q1. Lighting up that spectrum takes integration capex, which pressures free cash flow just as price competition heats up. If they mistime deployment, premium plan ARPA stalls and churn ticks up.
So watch deployment velocity. If we see new carrier aggregation combos live and third-party gains in Root Metrics and Ookla by mid-year, that's a green light. Verizon has flagged initial markets within quarters and broader rollout through 2027, so the clock is running.
Meanwhile, AT&T, T-Mobile, and Verizon announced an agreement in principle for a joint venture to reduce U.S. dead zones using satellite-based direct-to-device. They'll pool limited terrestrial spectrum and define common technical specs. It's cooperative and defensive.
Existing deals stay intact. Verizon has D2D with Skylo for Android, and both AT&T and Verizon have ties to AST Space Mobile. The JV's goal is a unified platform so more satellite operators can plug in with better emergency reliability and rural reach.
The other read, preemptive strategy against Starlink Mobile. The JV avoids exclusivity, sets specs, and keeps spectrum coordination in carrier hands. But no spectrum bands named, no launch date, and regulators could probe coordination among the big three. If they don't name bands this year, credibility slips.
Schulman underscored at the Moffitt-Nathanson conference that satellites complement terrestrial and cannot compete in urban and suburban areas, where he says 95% plus of revenue sits. Asked by Craig Moffitt about an MVNO with a LEO player, his answer was one word. No. The near-term work is standards and devices. The test is whether OEMs bake JV-compatible radios into 2027 flagships.
Let's shift to costs and pricing. Verizon confirmed several hundred more job cuts, heavily at Basking Ridge, on top of the 13,000 announced late last year. Management reiterated a $5 billion operating expense reduction target by end 2026, plus another $1 billion in annual cost synergies by 2028. They're accelerating AI-driven automation, with the customer service and digital sales stack substantially done by July and fully implemented by November.
The risk: service quality often dips when you compress labor too fast. Schulman's line is that network leadership is foundational but not enough, and he cited record customer satisfaction last quarter. The hedge is micro-segmentation, moving from four broad segments to hundreds of thousands, so offers are more targeted without over-subsidizing upgrades. If digital resolves more issues, support load can fall. If not, complaints and churn rise.
What's the scoreboard? Q1 delivered 55,000 postpaid phone net adds, the first positive Q1 since 2013. Consumer postpaid phone churn improved to about 0.9%, with March reportedly below 0.85%. Still, service revenue growth guidance for 2026 is just 2 to 3%.
That's where pricing comes in. On May 7th, Verizon raised the unlimited ultimate plan by $5 per month for new customers only, adding Identity Secure and Verizon Family Plus, framed as $15 of added monthly value. Then came two online promos, waiving the $40 activation fee as a bill credit and a $100 e-gift card for a new smartphone Plus line.
It's a tightrope, a higher sticker price, but sweeteners to curb churn. Verizon also ended free line offers to lift revenue per line. Rolling Out noted, Verizon lost over 2.25 million customers cumulatively across 3 years and saw a 25 BPS uptick in churn in that span. So every tweak has to net positive on retention.
Near term, the metric to watch is ARPA, last reported around $166.66, and whether it stabilizes while churn stays near or below 0.90%. The pricing moves are live now through Q3, which is the proving window. If ARPA lifts but churn flares, they'll have to recalibrate.
Tie it all together. Verizon's network plan needs to show up in speed and coverage rankings within quarters, with broader spectrum benefits through 2027. The satellite JV needs named bands and specs this year to avoid ceding mindshare to Starlink, and OEM commitments in 2027 device roadmaps will be the tell. On costs, the AI stack is substantial by July and fully implemented by November. But the real P&L impact is a 2H26 story. Watch service call deflection rates and the digital sales mix.
One big thing to watch. By the end of Q3, does Verizon disclose initial markets where the new AWS PCS cellular spectrum is commercially active? If yes, the monetization engine is working. If not, the gap between rising expectations and high debt grows.